It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, we are back. Coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed Blue and White. Drink Blue and Light. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter number two. We covered a lot of ground with the offensive breakout players. There are probably some other names just to follow through on my list. Jahan Dotson and Justin Shorter, one or the other, maybe both. CJ Thorpe or Mike Miranda, maybe both. Greg is a big fan of the two-guard rotation. We know that. Nick Bowers as a fifth-year senior, if there is such a thing as a late-stage breakout guy, he could fit the bill there. So yeah. Those, and I'm sure there are some others. And I think you know, the defensive player list is also pretty lengthy of possibilities. And I think that's the essence of Penn State's 2019 season, is that there are all these possibilities, but there's also the possibility of the possibilities not happening.
Right.
So there, it's not like this team doesn't have upside, because it definitely does. There are just a lot of pieces of the puzzle that have to come together. And I think, you know, these breakout lists we're working on, I'll let you kind of shout out your top defensive player or two in a second. But if these breakout lists come to fruition, Penn State could be better than a lot of people think.
Yeah, I mean, no question about it. You look at this this defense, and from the front line and the defensive line all the way back to the safeties. I mean, are there some question marks? Yeah, certainly. Should that be a surprise? No. But is it maybe the most talented defense Brent Pry has had during his 6 years at Penn State? I would make the argument that it is. And I know that, you know, there were a lot of guys drafted from the defenses that came before this one. But they have a first-round pick, future first-round pick in Etor Gross Matos. They have a future first-round pick in all likelihood of Micah Parsons. And they have some other guys who are also going to go on and play in the pros. So just a tremendous amount of talent. And the breakout guy to me, I'll start the bidding with Donovan Johnson. I've talked a lot about him. I loved what Penn State's defense looked like when he was on the field last fall. I just thought that it was a different dimension and a different unit for the better when he was on the field. Penn State plays a lot of 4-2-5. I know that they're a 4-3 base, and that's what they're going to be, and you have to be almost in the Big Ten, but you know, they play a lot of 4-2-5, bringing on a third corner, and he was the guy more often than not that was getting the call, and he answered the bell pretty much every single time. So I really like him. I think that Penn State fans who maybe didn't pay as much attention to him last year are going to see him shine in a big way this fall.
Here's the beauty of Penn State's situation. This is exactly what they want, too, is competition. So you have a guy, what was Johnson, a redshirt freshman last year?
Yes.
So he'll be a redshirt sophomore. He looks like he should be anointed as the number three corner for sure this season. But that position's not going to be just handed to him any given year because Keaton Ellis, they're, you know, Penn State's high on him for a good reason, and he looks like a guy who, you know, he arrived, he made the long trip from State College High all the way across town to Penn State, and you know, he looked like he was ready to go. An outstanding athlete in high school, a ball hawk type player, a confident kid, a three sport standout at State College. And he looked like he was everything Penn State thought he could be, which, oh, by the way, we had this conversation. I don't think we talked about Keaton Ellis enough earlier in the week. He is the prime example right now of what in-person evaluations can do,
right?
When nobody else is aware of a kid. Keaton Ellis is that example. But anyway, Keaton Ellis has the potential to fight Donovan Johnson for that. I'm not saying he'll win that fight.
Marquise Wilson either. I think that he's the one that's going to get overshadowed, because Keaton Ellis is the hometown kid. People know his name. He's four-star. Terry Smith said he had the best cornerback film of any recruit that Terry Smith watched in the 2019 class. And I think we're going to overlook Marquise Wilson, but I think he'll play this year too. You know, he may be the guy that is in that Jesse Luketa realm of just playing special teams, but playing in all 14 games, wherever many Penn State ends up playing. And, you know, that was also a side, you know, we were just talking about Penn State, bold prediction from one outlet that Penn State doesn't make a bowl game in 2019. And I'm kind of stuck on that at the moment. I mean, do you realize that for Penn State to not make a bowl game, they would have to lose at least, I would say, two of the non-conference games. They'd have to lose to Rutgers. They'd have to, I mean, it's absurd. That has nothing to do with this segment, but I'm just stuck on that as I thought about the number of games that Marquise Wilson could play.
That is a flaming disaster. If Penn State's not a bowl team, that is a huge disaster.
We'll have reason to be negative then.
Yeah, and you won't just be an a-hole
right.
for it, as some fans pointed out. It's a keen observation, if we're being honest. I spend as much time around Greg as anybody, and I can back that up. It might have even been me posting it on the message board. I don't know. So
check that out.
We started with maybe some of the less obvious. Let's look at the obvious names here. Breakout players. Micah Parsons. I still think you can call it a breakout if he's as good as we think he's going to be this year, even though he led the team in tackles last year, because he was still trying to figure it out for the most of his freshman year. Obviously, he was still trying to figure it out. With assuming that he's going to play a lot faster and he's going to be put in positions where he can one way or the other, whether that's rush the passer or whether that's make plays in space, I think he's going to be asked to do more of both of those things. He's going to be in position to accumulate those premium stats that that make him, you know, a real national awards guy, breakout guy. And, you know, as Greg pointed out, maybe in two, 3 years, he's a high NFL pick. He can be that good. I don't think we're overstating how good Micah Parsons can be. And I assume that that's going to start right now.
Yeah, that would be my assumption as well. And you look at what he was capable of doing last year as a non-starter. Imagine what he's going to be able to do as a starter this fall. I mean, it goes to show you that, you know, again, when you get these high five-star, four-star kids on campus, especially the ones that aren't playing online, you know, you need to make the time they have with your program count, because most of them are going to be three-and-done guys. If they're as good as advertised, so you got to get them on the field. And you put Mike on the field, he wants to be an All-American this year. I don't think it's out of the question. It won't be easy. There's no doubt about that, but if he shines on the biggest stages, then he will have a very good chance of making that goal. So he's definitely a pick here. And one guy I think that it's worth bringing up in this segment is Antonio Shelton, defensive tackle for Penn State, been in the program now a couple years, and clearly has yet to make the big impact that some thought he would when he got here. But I don't think you want to sleep on this guy. I know there'll be a lot of talk about P.J. Mustipher and the fact that, you know, he was a former four-star recruit, a big time talent when he was down at Owing Mills, or down at McDonough in Owing Mills, sorry. And there'll be a lot of talk about him, but don't sleep on Shelton. I think he's in store for a big year, and he's going to pile up the stats and the sacks pretty quick.
I think a lot of people are sleeping on Antonio Shelton because it's easy to. You look at that defensive tackle position, and you tend to think more what it could be rather than what it is right now.
Right.
And Shelton, he's not going to be the guy who makes a billion plays behind the line of scrimmage, but I think he's going to be the guy who gobbles up blocks, and he does a good job of doing that, is content doing that. So, yeah, I think that's a good pick. At least one or two of those defensive tackles are going to have a year that would be considered breakout caliber. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where we're looking ahead to the 2019 season on the show right now. They're also doing it at GoPSURV.com. Our good friends up there offer what we call the ultimate tailgating experience, because, you know, it's a whole weekend of tailgating where you decide how much you want to do, which, you know, for me, that's just never stopping, really. That's the whole point of a college football weekend. You just end up taking in some football too. Get a ride back and forth to Beaver Stadium for the game, and then you turn it right back on. Your tailgating with a ginormous TV in the lot there to catch all the late games or the early games, depending on what game you're going to. Check it out at GoPSURV.com. They are taking reservations for any home weekend. So Jason Owe is another obvious pick here. I think we've talked at good length about how good he can be. The question just is that talent, does that come to fruition this year? And what game was it last year? It was, that he had two sacks, and one of the non-conference games. It's just, it's escaping me, but he looked like he belonged there. I granted it was not Penn State's best opponent, but he did not shy away from that opportunity. A lot of times, Greg, you see guys get that late garbage time type playing time. You know, you don't see much from him. He burst onto the scene there. I think that all that lofty potential could translate into production right now. I think starting week one.
Kent State game. Kent State, the one in which he had two sacks, three tackles in that game. You saw him come out that day and just look like a guy that still had some work to do, but you could see he was just brimming with potential. And my God, every time you see him, you're just kind of like, whoa. You know, if he is even half of what he looks like, he's going to be an NFL draft pick. And if he is, if he realizes his potential to the fullest, then he is going to be a very high NFL draft pick. So he's still got some work to do. There's no doubt. He's listed 6'5", 250. I would suspect he's probably 6'5", 255 by now, maybe in that ballpark. And he just looks like a monster. I mean, he looks like a guy who should be able to go out and dominate. And the great thing about him this year and all these defensive linemen for Penn State is they don't have to worry about the pressure, because the pressure, for better or worse, is on Itor Gross-Matos, because he had, what, 20 tackles for loss last year. He was just an absolute stud. He's in the first round of the mock drafts that are coming out. He is a guy that is going to be the focal point for everyone. So, you know, that will take some pressure off of these other guys and give them the chance to slide into things a little bit easier, and that's going to help in a big way.
The lack of pressure is an interesting idea, because this is a year, just in a general sense, where Penn State, there's just, the expectations aren't super high, and they've thrived in that environment before. James Franklin has thrived in that environment before, and maybe it just suits everybody's personality to play without that pressure of national expectations. Maybe they can surprise. Shaka Toney, we've covered this before, 4 sacks in one game, 1 sack the rest of last year. You've seen both the potential and both maybe the consistency issue that he needs to work out. Uh-huh. But if it all comes together, he can be a terror off the edge, just a total speed rusher off the edge. Cam Brown, another fifth-year senior type who got to have a big, big year. I would contend that he had a pretty big year last year, too. Lamont Wade, not a lot of people are expecting much from him, which makes him, I think, a breakout contender as well, former 5-star recruit. And Tariq Castro-Fields making the jump from third cornerback to the, I would say, the number two or co-number ones with John Reed. He has a chance to be special, too.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anybody on that list, and I think that the more breakout candidates you have, the more questions you have, and there's not a lot of them for this Penn State defense because they just don't have a lot of questions to answer.
And they could be good answers to those questions.
Might be on that list too.
Okay, so we're going to move on. We're going to look at the players on the roster. Our player profile series continues right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.